Good morning, good people. It is 6th July 2020. The readings are from Hosea chapter 2, verses 16 to 18, 21 to 22, and the Gospel from Matthew chapter 9, verses 18 to 26. Longing to touch God grows never weary, even when we feel broken our promises and faithfulness to God. God relates with us as intimate as possible to make us feel loved, healed, and happier. God's love has the extended margins and grace in curing, saving, and protecting us. The first reading expresses one such deep emotional connect with the people of Israel. Can God marry humanity out of love? Quote, "I will espouse you to me forever. I will espouse you in right and in justice, in love and in mercy. I will espouse you in fidelity, and you shall know the Lord." Hosea chapter 2, verse 22. This is the miracle of divine love. The miracle is possible when it is mutual, without adultery, abandonment, and reverting. Spousal infidelity casts the separation of this intimacy. God is generous in loving us by reaching out to us. The undoubtable yes is illustrated by the prophet Hosea in a new way of seeing, relating, and reconnecting with God after a fall and failure to be faithful. The prophet resonates his inner struggle in his own family life and his willingness to forgive the unfaithful wife, mirroring God's love. Unconditional, non-judgmental, and ever grateful spousal love have the potency to reach the pinnacle of love. In freedom, God opens the streams of love into our lives. No human love can match God's love. Yet, every human affection, warmth, and the utmost intimacy attempts, reminds, and leads us to ponder the depth of God's love for humanity. God promises through the prophet to return all that was lost during the struggles and wars of sin within us. But what is still lacking in our response to such profound love of God is the absence of right, fidelity, justice, love, mercy, and knowledge of God. A due acknowledgement of God's love in our life is the ideal response to God. The responsorial psalm praises, "The Lord is gracious and merciful." Psalm 145, verse 8. In the Gospel, Jesus extends his love and healing through the display of deep compassion to those who are ostracized by the community and the believers. The request of the synagogue official and the woman's approach are different. One appears openly, another secretly. Jesus reaches out to both of them generously, giving more than they pleaded for. When we are faithful and loyal to his relationship, we are able to feel the profound touch of Jesus so personally and intimately, no matter what gender we are, the status in the community, and all that we treasure. Sickness, death, struggles of daily life are like desert experiences through which God enters in us to touch and establish what was lost in us. God speaks to us through his Son Jesus wherever we are and whatever the situation we face. How are we responding to such deep and compassionate love of Jesus? May you have a good day. God bless you.